Ether. This is a chat we recorded on Twitter Spaces, November 22nd, 2021, hosted by DeFi Jedi. Let's take a listen.
You know, how much of it does it resonate with your soul, and how much of it do you feel like this is, you want to be given to this and not using it as a publicity? I just hope that, you know, everyone does the right thing with what they want to do with their charitable organization. I'm not saying putting that on anybody and what they do, but I'm just saying that's how I feel. I'll talk a bit about my project now. That's just how, as a person, I'm just giving everyone a bit of a background of me as a person. But project-wise, guys, yeah, 3,000 NFTs. Series 1 has just launched. We launched yesterday. We've launched 400 NFTs. And we've just put up, we're putting up 12 of our masterpieces on Holoplex. We put four up. We thought the way we're going to do it is we're going to put three up at a time. I think from advice from other artist communities I've been in, they said rather put a smaller collection in than rather put the whole collection in. So we've gone with the smaller collection in terms of putting three of them up first, obviously see what the feedback is from them, and then obviously go with another four or three and work that way. We're only going to keep them up for 72 hours. We may even reduce that next collection, bring that down in terms of time-wise. But yeah, that's where we are at the moment. We started working on the next part of the stage, where we are creating a platform within our website where you'll be able to create your own Mando mask. So you'll be able to create your own Mando helmet. And that'll be for people that don't get into the project with the first 3,000, because we do have a small supply. And then what they'll be able to do is make their own masks. It's a bit like, I don't know if you've seen anyone in the Goblin Labyrinth. They've got something in that similar style, where you'll have all the pieces and you can pick the pieces to make your masks. So that, or helmets, you want to call them. So we're doing that, and we're already talking with the company to do the app side of things, where we're doing a D&D app. And what we're going to do is a platform where you'll have, like, just like your Discord, but what you can do is everyone that's a Mando mask holder has gained entry to the app. And then what they'll do is, with that, you can build your own little community, people that, you know, that are like-minded like yourself, and in terms of like NFTs or in terms of like Mando. And then what we'll do is, we're obviously seeking legal advice in regards to this, but we want to offer the opportunity to holders that hold the NFT, so on the app we will have advertisement spaces on the board. So what they'll do is give the holders a revenue stream through not just the holding of the NFT, but also through any other means that we go through. But obviously, we got to make sure that we're not going through that security route or anything like that, because we don't want the FTC after us in regards to that. But we're still talking with the lawyers and finding out what's the best route to do something like that, because obviously, we want to give as much utility to our project or to the holders. We don't want them to feel like, you know, then, you know, we've promised so much and not been able to deliver. But that's stuff we've not put on the roadmap, but it's just something we want to add as incentivize on top of what we're already doing for the project.
Yeah, that what you were just talking about right there at the end, I don't want to like jump in and overtake it, but the opportunity to do something to give back, right? And more importantly, to do something you enjoy, right? Like to work for and with this community. And That's the part where we network. And I think that if I bring in, say, some of my business partners that are connected within the protocols on the Luna chain, there's a protocol that's called Angel Protocol. And basically what it does is you make your donation, right, to where you want it to go. But instead of giving them the thousands of dollars in a lump sum, it goes into a perpetual high interest yield bearing, it's like 20 or 30%. So it works out to where like you can be giving them a small amount today that could give to that charity forever. It's crazy. It's some of the cool shit about the community we're working with in, and that we're all building our, it's for me, it's been a hobby, but it's turned into more of a passion. Is I love doing like little things, because I can teach somebody how to download a new wallet and give them their first NFT and show them how some of this stuff works. And you open up a door to another person who might have never even thought about what an NFT is. And it's more than just the art. There's what the actual NFTs do behind just the actual art is going to change things in the world and how we do things. That's the cool part. That's the shit that kind of gets me excited, right?
Yeah, I think we covered that last time with you were on the space. I think you were traveling at the time, and Trevor was on here, and Trevor was giving us loads of alpha about, you know, the Angel Protocol.
Oh, so cool! Yeah.
Yeah, and but I think he said something about obviously because one of the projects that we were talking to that was saying that they're full non-profitable organization, and he goes, if you're a, I can't remember what he said in particular. He said something about a 502 or something like that. And if you're based in America, you can pretty much get a load of support for free.
Yeah. So like, he's got, I don't even know how much they've done, but I've seen some stuff just go crazy. Like they have, there's, I can't remember the name of the fund or the protocol. I'd have to ask, but there's X amount of millions of UST that is pledged for charitable things to the point where they can almost not like give it away quick enough. Like don't quote me on that. I would need him here to represent that. I'm speaking from something that I was listening to him go off, and Trevor sometimes goes a million miles an hour, and I'm so fucking high and thinking about the cool art of something and not even paying attention. And I missed some of his alpha, so I'm making sure I don't misquote him, but like there is a backlog of funds that could be used. It's just got to be not sold, but presented, right? Somebody needs to present why.
It has a motherboard. Like,
show me the project or show me what we're going for.
No.
Robin, had you wanted me? Oh, he's finally muted himself.
Sorry about that. I had to mute somebody. They're off mute.
I think that's the probably most important thing. What point you said about Trevor, the amount of information he gives out in one breath is phenomenal. The amount of information he shares, and the amount of information he's not meant to be sharing at the same time as well. And he always refers back to, I don't know if I'm meant to be telling you, but you know what? Fuck it, I'm just going to tell you. And he's just giving all this, and his I think the stuff that you're doing over there, or they're doing over there with Angel, is amazing. I think what I see what they're doing over at Terra or in that platform is a lot of it's quite really innovative in what their approach is. And that's where I think we want to be seeing more in the Solana space now, in terms of getting more innovation, seeing more things in terms of, like you say, work, PFPs, DAOs. Yeah. Or like gaming, where are we going with this landscape at the moment? Are we all kind of moving in the same direction? Because the only way we're going to grow is if we innovate, and being stagnant, it's not going to be good for our blockchain or our ecosystem. I want to bring, if we get a chance, I want to bring, can we bring Peter up here? Because he's got something really innovative with this project. And I'm collabing with him as well. And there's quite a few other people that are collabing with Peter in terms of what he's doing. So, Pete, I'm going to shine some light on yourself, and you want to give us a little download of what we've been talking about?
Yeah, no. Sure. So, yeah, Mendo has done an amazing job, I think, of setting a, I just want to say, it's setting a really good example for NFT creators and guiding them on how to make progress and how to kind of build their communities. And so one of the things that, you know, I'm really focused on, so I'm a game engineer by day, and I work my day job. I build a metaverse, but on the side, a few engineers and I assembled and said to ourselves, well, how are we really going to push the space forward? How are we going to empower the next generation of adopters? And how are we going to keep people, one, continuing to innovate and create really cool projects, and then two, and it empower them to provide more value to their communities. And so, if you don't mind, I guess what I'll do is just pin a tweet to the top so you can just see what I mean. I think that's the best way. But basically, we built an engine that can make NFTs interactive. And so your art can be interactive. We personally are building games. And so a really big thing that we've been working on, I just have been on many, many calls and have a little sleep, but been working with the marketplaces on Solana to teach them and work with them how to display such a thing. Because what you'll see in this tweet is, this is the name of our product. It's called Lore Labs. And it's going to be a tool, hopefully standardized tool, for allowing people to build their own interactive art and interactive games and mint them as NFTs. And so if you tap into there, you'll see that I invite you to beat the high score. And it's an NFT that you can play fully, and things will happen as you play it. And so far, the response from the community has been really good. And again, the goal is, we are hoping to be a parallel or kind of a sibling to something like SoulSea and something like Metaplex, where we are a utility for the people. And it's really about the 5 to 10 year vision of how are we going to empower the next generation of creators. And so we've had interest, but we kind of want to be selective so far with the creators that we partner with early on, because what we build with them, we also want the message to be clear. Like, we're going to make something really cool, and your community is going to love it. But really, we want to also communicate that this is a tool for everybody, and everyone should have the right and tools to create what they want to create. So I'll just leave it at that if there's any questions.
Dude, that's cool. I'm going to leave it open for a minute, see if anybody has any questions, because I got to take a peek at it, and it shut off my mic, so I had to come back really quick. So I didn't get to dive in as far as I want to, but I'm going to go look on my computer real quick.
You're going to have a look at it. I'll carry on the conversation.
Mendo, I would encourage following that Twitter, because we've been building and not doing promotion. I haven't had time, but I just spun up that Twitter account like yesterday. So
I just retweeted you too, so I'll share that on my page for you.
Yeah.
Peter, it's great to catch up with you and see you continuing to do awesome stuff. That is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah, I remember Driving Tips. Yeah, you guys are. We've been in multiple spaces together. How you doing?
I'm still moving along. I'm not building a metaverse by day and night, but I am working on a lot of the tools and the dApps and the staking and pooling mechanisms. So yeah, man, keep at it.
Awesome. Yeah, totally. Yeah, no, one of the things that I'm finding, Mando, I was going to update you this, but I'll just full transparency for everyone listening. There's lots of interest from other very reputable parties in Solana ecosystem that are interested in partnering with us to to help either guide us on the utility token or to just provide us their utility token so that when one uses our platform, how others like TinyRex and Mando will in the future, with it comes these tokens that you can then pass on to your community. And they will do things like upgrade your games, or rather the owner can choose to upgrade their games or unlock special content in their games or their interactive art. And it really is trying to add like multiple new dimensions to the creative process for everybody. So at least that's the theory. We've been testing it for months now. We think we're right, but it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, I think kudos to you, because I think what you're doing in terms of your platform is you're creating something for everybody. In terms of what I mean by that is you're creating a space where a lot of people can enjoy something that can be shared with the community. And, you know, like I said, kudos to you for doing that, because I think what you're doing right now is amazing. And that's the reason I've jumped onto that bandwagon straight away when I've had the opportunity on the first time I ever heard it. And I just thought, you know, it's amazing what you're doing with that platform. And like you said, we want you to see you succeed. And the more you succeed, the more we will succeed as a blockchain as well, or as an ecosystem.
Precisely. The whole goal is it's obviously to help the current creators, but down the road, Mando, I fully expect you're going to have a very strong, solid community, and you're going to have a lot of creators coming to you for advice. And so it really is like I'm following in kind of your footsteps and guiding people towards the, like what we plan to do is, it's sure, we'll in the future, we'll probably take a portion of the, of someone's drop, but there's always going to be free options. There should never be a paywall for creating on Web3. At least that's what I'm a Web3 maxi. So I'm a big believer in giving everybody a true voice, everyone having a level playing field. And so that's a big part of our platform is making sure people can create from the start without needing to, you know, put a credit card or something like that.
Yeah, I have to agree with what you said, but at the end of the day, also, you have to make sustainable. Like you say, you can't be funding this on your own. You need sustainability. So taking a percentage or something, everyone should be open to doing that with yourself, because at the end of the day, we're all running a business. This NFT project is everything that everyone wants to do. We're all creators, but we all understand that it's a business at the end of the day as well. So we've got to be able to be sufficient and be able to sustain what we're doing. So obviously being asking for percentage of the drops, that should come as standard. I don't think anyone should be even, you know, questioning something like that. Maybe, like I said, I'll probably implement that earlier on in terms of what you're doing, because at the end of the day, it's your, you know, you've got to put a value on your time and the value on time that your engineers are putting in. And that costs, because like you say, you're doing it out of your spare time, but still has a monetary value in what you do.
Yeah, totally.
Fully support that. Like, we have to find ways to fund not just our projects, but our engineers and the people that are giving to it. You know, we have Trevor calls them his interns, and these are guys that are big brains that are doing all this stuff, like helping build something that I might not have the knowledge or the time to do, but they might not have the network to do it. And so we try and connect people. And that's one of the things that I love this, you know, Twitter Spaces and the opportunity we have to network across the entire world. Like we're talking to people in different time zones and different, you know, galaxies almost. But we all have one common goal, right? That's to see this succeed. And, you know, whether it's the big players from like the Bored Apes Yacht Club to somebody who does a stealth free mint and gains a community that is built up from that. Like, I think there's space for everybody, and everybody, as we build, some people will build better and be rewarded better, but there's still space where we need to have opportunity for everybody. And that's awesome. I love what you guys are doing. So I'll shut up for a minute and get back to doing my dishes that I've got to finish up while I'm chatting with y'all.
Yeah, no, Jedi, you got to try to beat the high score.
I've got to go check that out. Hell yeah. You guys chat for a minute. I'm going to go try and beat that high score.
Do you know what? It gets too addictive and it can get... I nearly threw my phone at one point when I was playing it. So it's my competitive nature that comes out on with someone like that. But yeah.
Hell yeah.
But it's a great, you know, it's just kind of like you say, you get, the moment you get into it, you just kind of like you say, you forget about everything else and you're just kind of playing the game, which is, it's nice to like, you know, chime out, because I think all of us on here, we're plugged in for so long. Like, obviously I work a 9 to 5, I come home, I'll have something to eat. After I've had something to eat, I'll get straight plugged in. But then at the same time, while I'm working, I'm still looking at my Twitter feed, I'm still looking at my Discord, I'm still trying to connect with people while I'm working, which is probably not the best thing, because I'm not being the most efficient self I am while I'm at work. But you do what you have to do, you know. It's hard to kind of like, you know, take yourself away, but just playing that little game, you know, for that 10-15 minutes that you do, you know, it gives you that little break from you know, all your other stresses in life in terms of like your project or whatever you're doing in the community. But yeah, I love it.
Thank you, Mando. Yeah. Just at the end of the day, it's a game. It's meant to be fun. It's just the whole thing that with an NFT, if once we do things like what we're doing here, is if you do beat the high score, the game will fundamentally change and thus the NFT will change. And our theory there is, we should let people experiment with that as creators and see if, you know, down the road, one of our smart contracts might be for the Mando Star game or the Tiny Rex game. If you beat a high score to a certain point, or if you get to the last level, it might trigger an opportunity to do a transaction where you can mint a very exclusive NFT. That's something that has to be done with care, but it really is something where we believe you give people the opportunity and the power to do something creative like that, so many good things can happen from it. That's our goal.
I just want to kind of touch back on something where we talked about tokenomics and stuff. Do you know, could we do, I think something that Trevor picked up on when we were talking about one of his projects about boxing in the tokenomics, where you may play to earn rewards, but like you said, the rewards are not tangible in terms of a coin, in terms of where you can exchange it on the exchange platform to get like a USDT or USDC, but you could use the coins within your community to buy, for example, an NFT in your, like, for example, you may have like a little shop front in your NFTs where you said, you know, just like, you know, when you go to like the carnivals and you win tickets and then you take those tickets to the front desk and you buy something with it. I think that'd be maybe an avenue we could probably look down. Speak of the devil. And the devil will appear.
Shit, look what the cat drug in.
What do you think of that before we get Trevor jumping? What did you think of that, Peter? Is that something that you're thinking about? Is that something not you know, it's not what you're thinking about?
Oh, yeah, no, that's probably been the number one, not number one, but one of the top things we're getting feedback on, not just from creators, but from, you know, some of the larger partners in the Solana ecosystem. They're very much saying, you know, along with this service of, you know, creation, like let people create, you adding the ability to use a token to, like I said, if your game has a kind of a standard border around the view, and it's something that everyone has, but someone can opt to use some of those tokens or those tickets, like you said, to change their border from a standard gray border to a platinum one, or one with hearts, or one with flowers. That amount of customization that one can actually change their NFT fundamentally to fit their personality. That's what that does, at least from a game theory perspective. And that's where we're coming at it from. And all of the partners we've spoken to so far have all said, yes, you want to unlock that ability for creators and collectors alike.
Yeah, I think that would be amazing, because obviously I'm just thinking about it myself. Like if I had one of my NFTs, and obviously You may have the focal point of the image where, you know, the helmet is what you like, but like you said, the backdrop and everything else is, like you said, dead space, and you can use that to fill it up, to, you know, personalize it to your liking and to your preference, and add things that you like and kind of bring your personality across in these NFTs. Because it's one thing, yeah, the reason you buy an NFT is you buy into the community, you buy into the project, you buy into to what they're doing, but at the end of the day, you might not always just like the NFT. You might, like you say, want to customize that NFT, and I think that gives you that platform or that opportunity to turn something that you like because of what you've supported, you know, their cause or their idea, but you've customized it to something that's actually more of your preference.
Yeah, exactly. Because we know now today that people are very emotionally connected to their NFTs, especially in a multi-unit drop, like a 10,000-unit drop. They know that theirs is unique. But adding another layer to make it even more unique, and perhaps like when they sell it, for example, and they get to say, oh, well, I bought the hearts border, and I'm going to pass it on to you, to the next collector. And maybe that next collector bought it specifically because of that personal touch. It goes kind of back to like the ability to really put your own stamp on it. And so there's a lot of other concepts that are, you know, they're kind of in our backlog. But that level of customization is definitely something we're working on.
Yeah, I feel like when you're talking about it, like you said, people can buy personality over just an NFT. So you're like you say, you're not just buying a creator's hard work, you're buying the secondary creator's hard work as well, because like you say, they've designed something that they've liked, that they've created it. And I think also you can, you know, I imagine the same point you could probably take away from that as well. Said, you know, I'm going to remove X and Y and Z because, you know, I think it looks better with this and this and that. So yeah, it gives you, like you say, there's plenty of avenues that, you know, you could tap into, and there's plenty of ways you can approach this. The landscape's massive for yourself, and the platform is huge. So, you know, there's so many different directions you could go in with this. I just think it's epic what you're doing. Trevor, do you want to chime in on anything, or are you just sitting back and relaxing at the moment?
When have I ever sat back and relaxed and done nothing? I actually don't know what this conversation is necessarily about. I've just been on calls all day. I just jumped off of one, so I kind of missed the first part of it. Is there a question or some kind of core thing that you guys are trying to address here?
No, we were just kind of spitballing and talking today, and just Mando related. But we were talking about previously. I think DeFi did talking about the Angel protocol.
You know what?
It was a valid attempt, but it kind of didn't go down the way it should have. But we thought we've got somebody that can kind of give us pure insight on how that Angel protocol works or what you're working on.
Oh, I mean, the Angel protocol, it's really, really straightforward. The whole give once, give forever slogan is about as strong as it needs to be. Angel as a whole, the endowment that we have set up, because all the UST that ever gets donated to the endowment gets locked up into a lockbox, and the yield gets used to basically pay out to all the indexes as they rotate. Basically all that UST stabilizes the price of Luna at some low level. I think we're at like 500K or something like that. But I mean, that only really grows. So the price flow of Luna really gets stabilized by that, in addition to any other kind of lock or hold mechanisms, or, I mean, just people, you know, investing in the future of Luna and believers in Luna, which are all pretty, well, not necessarily Luna maxis, but I mean, most of us are pretty damn close to that. So Luna's going to change the world. So is Angel Protocol. It's not hyperbole to say that our goals, although grand in scope, to cure things like cancer, to cure world hunger, to cure, to fix education, to like all those things are well within our grasp in the next, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 years, maybe within our lifetimes, we can solve these things by leveraging decentralized protocols like Angel Protocol. So it sounds crazy to say it like that, saying it out loud, but it's really not hyperbole to say that that's achievable.
Yeah, I have to, just listening to how you guys explain the project, I see the fundamentals in that is amazing in what you're trying to do. And like you say, it's going to be something it's not something that's going to happen overnight. It's something that's going to be time to work on. But, just the concept, the idea, what you're trying to branch out and what you're trying to do for people and communities out there is commendable. Sure. Just in itself. Just like you said, just speaking about it is commendable.
Yeah. Also, something to tack on, and I can't thank our partners enough, all over the board. NFT projects, protocols, even solo. I think Jimmy's done it. Archangel's done it. Mitch has done it for auctioning off standalone art pieces as well to donate to Angel Protocol, and any other kinds of charity work out there. That over 70 protocols and projects have pledged 1-10% of their annual revenue, and that hasn't even started streaming in yet in the Angel Alliance to go into the endowment. These protocols are it's commendable because their revenue will go into that lockbox endowment, and that will further stabilize Luna. So it's really incredible what these projects have done. It's not just good optics. It's not just good PR. When you see people do good things, it makes you want to do good things as well. And I think, especially in Terra, we're so polarized on one side that we don't deal with bad actors well, Star Terra. and we're very, very much averse to those kinds of protocols that are nuanced in a bad way. Although not inherently bad in nature, we do try to prop up each other and do our very best to cultivate, innovate, and push forward and create reality-breaking technologies that help everybody, including our friends, family, and those that don't even know about us yet.
Yeah, I think that's, like you say, it's amazing what you guys are doing over there. But I think we also touched on the point that the fact that how people are committing part of their supply in terms of if that is a monetary value or if that's like NFT projects, pieces. I think everyone should be doing that on every single ecosystem, say it be ETH, say it be, Solana. I think everyone should be donating a small supply to one, like you say, one kind of universal wallet where people can, even if we can use those funds to, if not just say for the worldly things, but we could use those funds to support somebody's project in terms of someone might have an idea, a real good concept where, but they don't have the facilities or, the money to kind of support it. But if they've got an application they can put in, you can apply to the fund and then obviously give back to the fund after you've done your project or you've been a success. But I think something like that would be amazing to prop up good projects, because like you say, you'd vet this project, you'd understand what their understanding is and what their background is and what is their vision and how long is this vision, because obviously a short-term vision you can kind of you can work it out, but if it's got a long-term vision and you can see it's got legs and it's got longevity, then why not invest in a project like that? And all that does is grow your ecosystem.
Yeah, let me weigh in there really quickly. This kind of mechanism already exists. As an example, at TFI Alpha, our team just got a $2.5 million grant from the community fund or community pool to put on large scale crypto conferences around the world. So for that, you apply through Agora, and then you get you have a proposal that goes through on Terra Station's app, and then everybody votes on it, and then it gets allocated to you if it passes. That kind of thing. I mean, that already exists, right? Because we function in a decentralized ecosystem. We have the promise to give back that $2.5 million after our tenure, the community can vote again, and it options out to send to Angel Protocol, which I'm biased in that a little bit, kind of thing. But these kinds of mechanisms already exist, And I don't, those listening, I'd like to say, don't feel any kind of pressure to join the Angel Alliance. It's kind of, if you want to do it, great. If not, you know, that's fine too. As long as you're community centric, you're focused on building the community, cultivating the community, then there's absolutely no problem with that. You know, we just don't have any room for bad actors. If we find them, we need to get rid of them, because it's what separates our chain and our ecosystem from everybody else. It's pure positivity. And if we sniff it out, you know, we're not gonna stand for it. I know it's hard right now. It's harder being positive with Luna, you know, trading sideways and a little bit down in NFTs. I know all of you have like 3,000 NFTs that are worthless right now because everybody's illiquid because Luna isn't going up despite it being promised to go up on the 15th. But I mean, that's kind of our fault for even believing that. It's kind of my fault too, because I believed it too, but you know, I don't believe in bear and bull cycles. We have a moon cycle; it's going fucking up. If you don't believe that, get the fuck out. Quite frankly. So, but just watch your liquidations. All positivity here, you know, despite that kind of sideways comment from me. GPs are doing a good thing, where even if they don't donate to Angel, they're using their money. Actually, I don't know if they are or not. If they are, great. If not, that's fine. But they're using a lot of their money to host things like hackathons, or I don't know if they've done that yet, but things like hackathons, man, create a hackathon, get some stuff going, you know, spur innovation, inspire some people, get on spaces and inspire people. Anything positive in the community, I'll take it. Anything negative has no place. So, get out there and get engaged, I guess is my message.
So Trevor, can I donate Cardano NFTs to the wallet?
I'll make a Cardano wallet, I guess. Andre, one of our, I think he's our lead dev at Angel, just finished up. I think it's pretty much agnostic at this point. I can double check though, where we can accept any currency from any chain. I think that's going live with our Restore Earth campaign that you'll be seeing soon. But let me check on that. If you want to shoot me a message after this, we can explore that. I'm not familiar with it. You say Cardano? Does Cardano, does that work yet?
It's got smart contracts too. So I got NFTs.
Awesome. Well, let's connect. I have no idea how to use
it. Yeah, I don't want to take Mando's space. But yeah, Trevor, good to meet you.
Yeah, shoot me a DM. I'll have an intern work on it, because I can't spearhead it myself. But we can talk about that. I appreciate your willingness to contribute to the positivity and the forward thinking that we have here. Thanks, man.
Also, Trevor, I'd like to donate a couple of our pieces from Mando as well. If you can get yourself a Solana wallet as well. So
yeah, let me figure that Solana. 88. My interns are going to be pissed that they're already tapped for shit, tapped for bandwidth. But this is such a good cause. I appreciate it so much. And nobody feel pressure just because we're in this space. It's about the goodness of your hearts. It's about wanting to contribute to something, but you know, much bigger than ourselves. So, thank you. I suppose.
Well said, Trev. Man, just the way you put it and kind of let it out agnostic and let anybody, that's the biggest thing that's happening right now. And that's huge. There's so much and so many other, I would say, I don't want to like talk bad, but like other people that are talking shit about other chains or other projects or other things, like, dude, we're all here. We can all work together and just network and build something better. So,
yeah,
I love hearing that shit.
I don't understand. Like, I understand like the biological, but the behavioral aspect of like hating your enemies. I mean, it's in sports, that's a good way to hype up your team. But when you're playing the finite against the infinite players, the infinite players win inevitably. But we're the ones that are only focused on improving our own tech, getting our people to the finish line, and you know, playing the game as long as possible. The finite player is worried about what the fuck we're doing. If another chain is worried about what we're doing and beating our chain, then they have no fucking chance. They have no fucking chance at all. And we don't have time to expend energy worrying about that fucking asshole over there or that chain over there. And that comes down to the micro level too. Like the haters out there, fuck them. You know, that you allow haters to affect you. You just gave that to them. That's your fault. None of that's their fault. But if an asshole comes at you with a, you know, a baseball bat and hits you, that's, you know, that's their fault, or your fault for being too slow. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But you get it, right? We need to focus all of our energy into whatever we're doing, whatever it is, whether it's building smart contracts, whether it's creating really cool art, whether it's reality breaking technology, whether it's Jared here worrying about our validators. I see you, Jared. or DeFi Jedi, you know, doing whatever the hell he does. I still don't know what you do. where's my launch pad, and is it, why isn't it running yet? Where is it, and why is
we're
it
gonna,
going? Man?
We're gonna need to speak to somebody about that, and it's not me because I have my microphone's broken for some reason at the moment. I don't know what to do. Somebody speak now, Mando. Back to you.
Yeah. Wow, what a dodge! You're supposed to be protecting the community from garbage NFT projects.
Where is it? I will get. Yeah, I'm on it. We got this.
I'm just giving him shit. This is the project that I spun up with his brother, and we didn't have time because I ended up taking on much larger projects and getting spread a little bit too thin. DeFi Jedi was nice enough to volunteer forcibly. to take it over and spearhead that. As Finn turned down there will attest, sometimes you just kind of get thrown into it and you just got to figure it out. So the props to you. Oh, and props to Finturn for getting paid. Intern,
dude,
he's a made intern now. I woke up to my phone getting blown the fuck up yesterday, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, oh, Doe just gave him $50K to do, you know, do his dream. He's been podcasting since like, what, like 2008 or some shit, and he finally made it now. So props to him, man. Props,
dude,
to
fucking huge him. Hell yeah.
Boy, I think. Oh, sorry, DeFi, you go.
I was just gonna say, Finn actually is. Yeah, he just. I didn't remember exactly how it played out, but he threw it out there. He's like, "Hey, if somebody wanted, you know, to sponsor me to do this, you know, pay for me to stay alive and eat, I'll do this for the next year." And fuck, that's what happened. What Doe just did it, and now he gets to focus on building the best you know, podcast possible, and that's the kind of shit that is so cool about the space we're in. Every day people are finding new not just opportunities, but new you know, backings, new financiers, new angels, and making things happen that would not have happened if it weren't for just this community of what I like to call smoke a joint and talk about cool shit. It's more than that, right? There's a lot of stuff happening to it, and dude, that's fucking cool.
I don't know, like Apollo came of like shit posting. Like, I'm pretty sure Intern just shit posted his way into like the creation of Apollo DAO.
Exactly. And I firmly believe that you guys are all there's a higher level of intellect in the room when there's certain builders, creators, and stuff like that. But you all still need the shit posting interns and the my inability to keep my mouth shut and not shill something. And I don't want to say shill, but share something I see that's cool. Like I found Mando and just genuinely thought, fuck, I love the idea. I want to share it. I want to show it off. So I'm going to share it and shill it. And that it's not shilling. Fuck, I don't know if that's a good or bad word. Shilling has such a bad tone behind it. But for fuck's sake, sharing and spreading the good news that would be the fucking Mando. It's not just one project, but other ones I see. And there's a lot of people that might hate on a shit posting shiller, but fuck, we all got to get behind everybody who shares their shit, because you might miss something if you don't.
hey, you know what? You're on Terra now. We don't do that shit here. We don't. unless you're Flamel and KDA.
I've heard this before.
And Peter the Terran and Teeth Loki. Those are the only Schillers we have. Teeth Loki's
got to be the most well-orchestrated best rug I've ever seen.
In the back of my mind, I want it to be the best rug that there's ever been. And then I'm going to go and get a 24-karat gold trophy and give it to them. And it's going to be worthless because gold's going to be worthless at some point. which would be like an actual rug. I'd rug the rug. But all kidding aside, I think we're going to end up talking to T-Folky. He's honestly a masterpiece in terms of innovation. They've been able to pump out high-quality content. And I guess, is this shilling Jedi? But I don't. You are a shill master, mother.
You shill harder than I ever would. So I don't ever want to hear it.
I shill what I believe, I suppose. But that's agreed.
That's a brilliant thing. I like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for me. I'll be here. I might have to jump, actually. What was I going to say? Can you raise your hand if you have a Terra address? Who has a Terra address in here?
This guy.
Apollo 24. Jedi.
If you're in this and you don't have a Terra address, DM me and set one up. I posted a thread just a little bit earlier today that has the steps you need to follow, which is important because... And then somebody that's from this community needs to do the same thing for a Solana one that I have posted, where it talks about how to. I know it's pretty you know straightforward for a lot of people, but a lot of people it's not. And that simple introduction of a simple how to get a Mando NFT by downloading the Phantom Wallet, transferring over some soul from maybe either a exchange or I think that somebody linked in that one they linked the wormhole for UST and Terra. I don't know if there's like a swap like that for soul that I'm not aware of.
The wormhole isn't stable right now.
I'm not vouching for the wormhole there. Thank you, Trevor. I appreciate that. I was just saying that they were posting the wormhole and the other one, the Terra, not the one where you can swap ETH for it. Is Terra swap or is it something else where you can do the ETH to UST or Terra?
Terra swap, I think. You can do B ETH. You can do B ETH, bonded ETH.
Yeah. What would you guys say is probably the most trusted wallet for Terra? Or what would you say?
Terra Station. Yeah, there really is only one. It's, you know, you can see, like, I made the mistake when I first got on Terra. I started exploring. So I moved some Terra from KuCoin or CutCoin or whatever they call it and moved some from there to my Luna or Terra Station wallet. But I also sent some, not realizing it, to my Trust wallet. And it immediately wrapped it into BEP20 Luna and or ETH Luna. Sorry, bonded ETH Luna. And it ERC20, and it cost me like I don't want to say like $180 in ETH to unwrap some Luna that I had sent to myself. So don't try and do the stupid newbie mistake of using anything but the Terra Station there. That's not a shill. That's just don't do it.
Yeah, I think that's something that I'm going to definitely look into because from what I'm hearing from you guys on that platform, it seems like you say it's very innovative and it's where people want to also be. So, you know, but I think from everything that Trevor has said in the room, I think from what I've taken away is invest in people.
Yeah.
So you're investing, you know, make sure you invest in the people instead of just investing in projects, you know, you see what the person behind it and what's their mind like and what they're kind of producing. Because like you say, you don't know who's going to be the next Steve Jobs, even though he's probably not part of this community. But it's just like you say, making that investment. And I think the main thing, another point I picked up from everything that Trevor said is cross-pollinating with other ecosystems and how do we do that to sustain sustain crypto in general. So in terms of, like, say, instead of looking at what he's doing over on that blockchain or what they're doing over on there, why are we not building bridges or bridging the gaps between them in terms of if somebody's falling short on a blockchain and how do we get them to improve that blockchain so, you know, everyone's improving at the same time or everyone's moving in that same direction where everyone's been innovative in their approach. But yeah, that's what I've taken from everything that Trevor said. I don't know if anyone else has taken.
Exactly right. And I don't want to, I don't know how exactly it is working, if it's 100% complete, but I know they're working on it. But that Heroes NFT is Solana, Luna, Terra cross-chain launching. So I'm not trying to plug it, but I'm talking about it for the cross-chain. I see that the, you know, one of those first dual Sol and Luna minting, and they are working on where you can move back and forth between your so if you say you minted one on Terra, you can move it to your Phantom or sell it on, you know, Magic Eden. Is that sound like something you have done before? Anybody in this space, in this room, has better knowledge of, could speak to it more than I could?
Oh, sorry. Was that? I was on a call. I'm sorry. Was that a question at me?
Well, it was an invitation to let you or somebody kind of what I'm trying to bring into the conversation is the cross chain of Sol and Luna NFTs, like Heroes working on, right?
Ooh, I got this.
Thank you, sir.
Is this Alpha?
Okay, see, this is where I said I need to make that little
move. Who's in here that might rat me out? Oh, Luart. Luart, you might rat me out.
I'll wrap your tokens, but I'm not quite sure the bridge just yet.
I'm just kidding. This is something I can talk about. I never drop anything. I'm really not allowed to. It's always kind of like it's about to drop, so it's not a big problem. I'm in talks with, you may have heard of a little project called Sol Swords. Does anybody know about Sol Swords? Nobody knows about Sol Swords. That's fucking weird. Well, anyways, Sol Swords approached me for, because I'm launching the Terrans project. Oh, it's the dolphin. I swear to fucking God, if I hear a dolphin, I'm going to throw a whale at you.
Yo, what's up, guys? I don't got the dolphin set with me right now, but
I'm just kidding, man. But Sol Swords, there's a Terrans collab with Sol Swords coming. That's happening really soon. This is actually a new concept that I've been exploring within the, you know, what I'm finding out launching a, you know, a blue chip A grade project in the NFT space is that I'm not a big, I don't necessarily want it to go to public mint. It can absolutely go to public mint, but what I'm finding is what I really wanted to do was to empower our builders and our friends. And I talked a little bit about this before. Our builders and our friends to continue building and not worry about like, oh, I'm going to miss the Terran's whitelist. I'm going to miss the Heroes whitelist. I'm going to miss the Sol Swords whitelist. You know, jump through some fucking hoops, send an intern, whatever, poor interns. That's who I would send. And to keep your heads down, focus on building. So I think the first step actually for a lot of NFTs, what you should do, not these one of ones are cool, but you know, I don't need a one of one, although mine's the coolest one because it's the only one that has lightning. I will sell shill for that. But why don't this, if I was launching an NFT project today and it was 10,000 or 5,000, whatever it is, the first thing I would do is I would go to all the high quality projects that are working on really cool shit, including protocols. And I would offer their entire team a whitelist if they want to, if they want the whitelist. And I would build in the mechanism that if whoever joins this exclusive whitelist, that if they mint, their NFT will be locked up for a month. You're going to mint it. You're going to be able to look at it. You're not going to be able to do any fucking thing with it except for use it for a PFP. So it kind of puts some guardrails on minting and dumping. Not only that, it allows you to cross-pollinate between teams and make sure that teams are focused on building. Again, protocols, NFT projects, friends, family, that whole shebang. And then you have like a small allocation left to build your own community. So you strengthen your bond with the other community members, and then you have the rest of your allocation, maybe half, to build your own community. And at that point, it's just you, your community manager, community engagement, however it is, It's your job to build a strong community. So Terrans, we're doing lore, we're doing art. Some of the art that we got is almost as good, and Narm's not here. Some of it might be better than some of the things that I've seen. You know, I've had songs written. I've had trailers made for fucking Terrans. I had like a deep house track made with like Terrans. It's fucking crazy. Some of the art is freaking gnarly, right? We have lore writing contests. We're partnering with Astroverse. Astroverse whitelists are on the table for this shit. Like, we're closing out already. Like, these aren't really active contests. But, like, why not partner with all the good projects, prop each other up, and at the same time build a really strong community while building your own relationships as part of a community to show that you have a vested interest in the community? End of it.
I'm going to chime in on this and pop your little bubble. If there's too many, from my standpoint, I don't know what everyone else viewing on this is, or they could chime in, there's too many gatekeepers to every big blue chip project out there, or anyone that's been very successful. They're very closed in their community sometimes, and this is probably not going to get me any fans of me saying this, but everyone's very closed off in that sense, and there's not very few, there's only a few communities out there that will, you know, empower somebody else's project because everyone feels like you're taking away from theirs.
Well, that's fine. It's not a problem. I mean, that's just reality. But you know what I say? Fuck them. Fuck those guys. If they want to close themselves off and they don't want to be community builders, fuck them. Because they're not contributing to the actual community. You think you get, just because you only have 500 followers or 300 followers or you're not minting out that you don't have the ability to build a community even amongst the smaller projects, then you're fucking crazy. These big projects, I think they're too fucking cool for school. Fuck those guys if they don't want to engage. I get it if they're so big that they can't handle the number of people reaching out to them. I understand that because I get slammed on Terrans with thirsty ass, no talent ass clowns. That's Finn. I'm quoting Finn here, by the way. That those aren't my words. Those are Finn's words. Of influencers offering their quote services to promote. Fuck those guys too. You know, thirsty, no talent ass clowns. That's what I'm calling them from now on. But like, it's you have to understand that a big project gets inundated and slammed with all these things. So if you don't hear back, don't be mad about it. Because I honestly don't respond to anybody at all. But you know, some of our people do. But you focus on your community. You can't control that shit. I'm talking about building your own community. If you're a smaller project, build with your smaller projects. Make friends there. You might get rugs though. but on Terra, we don't have that problem. So I guess my end of my rant is, why are you building not on Terra?
Oh, you knew it was coming. There's no way to get away from
you guys. Know you'll get this. You guys know you'll get that from me at the end of any of my. God, somebody called it a sermon the other day. I don't think they're sermons, but that's these are my beliefs. Take them or leave them.
Trev, the mighty pastor of Luna. Dude, that's awesome. Oh, Mando, there's the question, and I'm just gonna not echo it, but say. It might not have to be just on Terra, but maybe we're going to crossbreed this Mando thing soon enough and make things happen. I don't know. I like to think bigger than I'm able to even, you know, actually do, but that's the beauty of this. I think Trev, don't you call those guys interns? I call them big brains because they're usually pretty damn smart. The interns, dude.
They're smarter than me. They're so
that's what I'm saying. They're like fucking big brains. But those dudes, they're building the future, and I want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Get my launch pad done.
Fuck you.
Sorry for interrupting. Can I give a suggestion? Like, I've seen on Solana Metaplex, that is an open source candy machine, and I think Terra should add one, and this invites new builders and new devs into the Terra blockchain. That's a very cool concept. I don't see that being talked a lot.
Ben, are you taking notes, and Trev?
What am I taking notes on?
Say that again. Was that Apollo who said that about the I didn't catch the name of what it was.
About the Metaplex candy machine.
What candy machine?
Like the Metaplex is a candy machine that you can integrate into your website for NFTs on Solana.
Oh, I'm not building on Sol.
We're saying, is there one of those on Terra or?
Oh, an open source one?
Yes. Saying that an open source candy machine should be built on Terra, and this will bring new devs.
Go build one. I'm not even fucking kidding. Get over here and start building one. I don't have time for this shit. Like, I need you to build one because I need to use it. I'm not even kidding.
I have one on Cardano, but I don't have one on Terra or Solana. But I hear the Metaplex is a really good one.
Can one of you come over here and fork that shit for me?
Wait, doesn't Terra also use Rust? I'm not sure. I don't know which.
Yeah, we use Rust.
Yeah,
same shit, man.
Yeah, so
come over here and fork it for me.
I mean, you can just fork it, honestly. Yeah,
you can give me a big fat check. I'll fork it.
Wait, didn't Finn just get a big fat check today to do podcasts?
Finn will pay you $50K to get it done.
You'll make that in a day.
How much do you want to fork it and get it done? 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks to get it done. How much do you need for it?
10K.
That's it. It's got to be up. It's got to be working.
10K. Solfin said 10K. Let's see what he does.
No. I was just joking.
I'm not joking.
I didn't know it was serious.
DeFi, Jedi, go build it, man. Why build it after the launch pad?
Fuck. I gotta build the launch pad.
The launch pad takes no dev work.
The launch pad.
The launch pad takes no fucking dev work. That's no excuse.
That's the only reason why Trev's here is to bust my balls, because I should be working on that and I'm doing this shit right now.
I don't know. I'm here because I honestly needed a break. I've been in meetings since the very early morning. You know, we're trying to figure out how to get around all the gamification questions with yield bearing NFTs. You're not allowed to issue a token, and you're just not allowed. Unless you're in a third world fucking country or in fucking Antarctica, you're not allowed to issue a token. Issuing an NFT that generates another NFT that can be sold, even though NFTs have no expectation of value, is a gray area and will still get you regulated in the next year. I guarantee it. So any company or any VC or any person that has legal counsel will not invest in your project. If you have an NFT that gets staked and it creates another NFT that can be sold for money, they just won't do it. And Solvin, you're raising your hand if you want to.
Yeah, so I mean, my devs right now are asleep. They're in the UK, but I'm going to pitch it to them to maybe make it, you know? It's kind of interesting to see if we can bring it to, you know, like a candy. I thought there was a candy machine in there.
We have one on Nowhere Art, but you have to run it through them. It's not open source.
It's like a platform where you actually have to mint.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Aston from Luart, can you make an open source candy machine that costs no money to integrate as a good faith gesture to the community? We need one of these. Somebody bring him up here. I'm calling on you. Luart is a gamification NFT launchpad that's launching shortly after, whenever they're done with their rounds. And I'd like to see this as like a good faith kind of thing coming from a launchpad. Can you guys get this done? Like, is this coming from you guys?
Wait, who, us?
Yeah. I know you guys are the launchpad through with, I talked to Simon, I told you the other day. But like we need a candy machine type thing that somebody was just talking about, where it's open source and anybody can submit things in, and there are no fees for the users other than standard TX fees kind of thing. Is there something like that coming through your platform, or would you guys be interested in doing that as like a good faith community building gesture, perhaps?
Well, I'm going to put up straight up, I have zero dev knowledge, but I can speak to our devs and see what they can do. Like, I know they're swamped at the moment, like most devs on Terra, but I can actually raise it with Alex and see what he says. Okay. I'm pretty sure they're interested in it, but I can't promise you anything at this stage because they're all focused on launching next month. But after that, I'm pretty sure I could get the time to see whether they'd be interested in actually doing it.
The main thing is that LuArt does not benefit from this. It needs to be something that the community benefits from, that you guys don't take fees or crazy like gamification bullshit stake and need power to access, like something forward facing that the community can leverage. Because right now we're getting railed by these marketplaces. We need an open source, safe place for especially smaller projects to launch.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. I was doing research the other day as well, and I only just found out like how bad some of the fees are on other platforms. So I already raised this with Simon. 20%? Yeah, exactly.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I heard there's one platform that's charging a project's 100 Luna up front before they even mint, and I'm like, how can you charge a project 100 Luna?
I'll call them Nowhere Art.
Yeah,
when Finn told me about it, I was like, yeah, well, I got no comment on that. Yeah, I'll raise up the team. I'm sure we can put something together. I can't promise it now, but definitely I'll get them on board.
Cool. I appreciate that, Aston. We definitely need that in the spirit of building the community and propping ourselves up. I think the community needs some help.
Yeah, I think from what you've just said about all of that, what you've just talked about, being able to, I think, work on all platforms would be amazing if we could do that. Like what I think I was on the space with was it Soul Blades where they were talking about doing the dual launch, and I would definitely be open to making sure that if I could get my project up on Luna as well, just so I can get, like you say, get more of my community involved, get more cross-pollinating the communities, having different people from different sectors involved, and just, you know, talking and digressing with each other. So I would love for that to happen. And I imagine I'd probably put that out to the rest of the community in here to look at that avenue to go down in terms of not just, you know, blocking yourself into just one ecosystem, see if we can add a second ecosystem into it or add another, a third or whatever, you know, depending on how it works. But I think that's the way forward, and that's innovative right now with the projects that are doing it or have already had the idea to be able to, you know, launch on two different platforms at the same time and being able to move your NFT from Terra to Soul and from Soul to Terra, depending on where you want to go. I think that's amazing. If I would be up for doing that, if someone could point me in the right direction and how to do that, that'd be something that I'd be very interested in. And I imagine I put that question out to the rest of the floor. How do you guys feel about being able to have your NFT on several or two or three different ecosystems?
It's a good question, Mando. Soul all time here. We actually had the same sort of thinking behind ours when we first started to maybe try it on another network, the Zill network. But the issue we faced was that because of the nature of our project, and you know, we're looking to do one of one mint of any kind of sports character, we were just concerned that we would either have to create a brand new list, which, you know, didn't have the integrity of the initial list of like the greatest sports people of all time, or we would have to potentially create the sort of same NFTs on different platforms. So for now, we sort of decided, let's just wait till the end of the mint and then maybe decide to launch sort of a sister project on another blockchain. But we are looking into it, and I think it's a very, very sensible idea to do, because you are almost limited if you just stick to one chain blindly and you know, you just lose track of the fact that there's so many other projects out there and networks.
Sure. One thing that I'd like to say, and it's not that you have to launch on multiple chains. There is an alternative while the wormhole is down and unstable. And while everyone, I mean, Hero's working on this right now with like moving NFTs and doing dual mints and yada yada. Alternatively, what we're exploring with Soul Swords is not that we're doing a dual mint. It's that we mint here, they mint there. And that, I guess they meant here as well. I think that's on their map as well. But if partner a project on another chain, for example, like if you're building a game on Sol and your partner project is on Ethereum, what you can do is you can work with a project on Ethereum and create like a compliant NFT version of theirs on, on your chain, and to have their users get airdropped your NFTs on your chain, and claim those with, you know, however you want to reconcile those addresses, so they can interact with your project on your chain using kind of their version of their NFTs on your chain. So it's a little confusing what I just said, but it's something that Sol Swords is looking at doing for us, where they like airdrop pixelated versions of Terrans, and we're able to play their game on their chain with our Terrans, kind of thing.
Trevor, just a quick question. Some of that just came to my mind. So, for example, if Sol All Time was doing a duo, for example, he's on two different ecosystems. For example, he's on Sol and he's on Ethereum. How would this work if, for example, someone was quite clever in the sense to mint everything in Sol and then transfer it to ETH to then sell it and ETH to bypass the gas fees? Is that something that would be possible? Is that not something that you'd only be able to share it over on that platform, but not be able to kind of sell it over there? Or would that work in both platforms?
I think what we'll see in the next, maybe in the next couple of years, is a way to kind of build a bridge. Like I said, I think Hero is working on something like this, where you can have an ERC-20 compliant token, so an ERC-721 compliant token, and move it to like a CW-721 compliant token. I think that's something that will eventually be coming. Like, that's kind of an inevitability, because there's no way to do it unless you build like some agnostic feature in the middle, an agnostic chain in the middle that basically reads both but can't move between either, which, I mean, that's just reading what's on chain, basically. You could make an agnostic app, like the game that we're looking at developing could be agnostic. You just read on-chain data. That's it. You connect a wallet, you have on-chain data. But making a 721 or an 1155 ERC 721, a CW 721 or 1155, I don't know what goes into that, so... I'm not your guy for that. You need to ask a much bigger brain for that kind of thing.
Also, one of the biggest problems that we've seen with bridges, I would say, is like the monetization part, which is very hard to actually just try to put a fee on them, because you don't really know. Like, you can't do a percentage fee, and it's very hard to put like a fixed fee. So I think that's one of the main reasons why we haven't seen like bridges too much on the space yet.
I don't know. A lot of the bridges are all centralized. I don't think people know that. The bridges are controlled by a centralized entity somewhere. As far as I know, they're not in fact decentralized. Correct me if I'm wrong here.
The only bridge that I know now for like NFTs is, I think, I forgot the name, but there's one bridge that I know for NFTs, but. Yeah, I think most of them are centralized.
I'm sorry. I think I blew my nose and it was probably pretty loud. What about Pirate Bay? Isn't that a bridge?
Which one?
Pirate Bay.
Pirate Bay. Never heard of it.
I'm sorry. That was a very bad joke.
Isn't Pirate Bay what was like Napster or something like that back in the day?
Oh, you mean the thing that just launched for NFTs? Yeah. You mean the launch on NFTs that's available now? And everybody rushes to...
None of them are getting your joke.
What I'm doing. Ashton, you get my joke, right?
It's because I'm old enough to.
I'm
just wondering.
This just went fucking live. Are you kidding me?
What are you going to just give me your token so I can wrap it?
Someone made a Pirate Bay for NFTs. Are you fucking kidding me? You guys don't know that.
They basically just went and click right save images and put it on Pirate Bay. Basically.
Click right, click save.
They just went to different people's NFTs and saved it as an image and then uploaded it. That's all.
Yeah, how don't you guys know about this?
I didn't even know about that shit. Dude, I've been head down for the last week, man. I have not.
Fuck you. I've been head down. I know about it.
Yeah, but you also know about that other thing, like the not the movie Snow Dogs.
Oh, dude. 1 trillion percentage. Hell yeah. I pull my principal out. When that thing moons, I'm so fucking good.
Oh my God. That is such a degen. I love that. That's my kind of degen play. Fuck. That's a, I still don't even understand half of this stuff. Like, what is even happening with that one?
If it makes you money, it makes you money, right? That's all that matters.
Oh, it's totally a rug. Like, people are gonna get fucking rugged, but I got my principal out.
I mean, yep. you just go in for like a week or a few days and then get out. Don't stay in for a year.
Well, I mean, the protocol only runs for eight days. Go to Snowdog DAO, snowdogdao.com.
Trev, is that the one that you've got 72,800,000 or something like that shares
percentage?
In?
Okay, I'm pulling it up right now. The APY on it, the APY is
1,065,695,423. What is this? This is why I don't understand this, Rob. How does it?
Do your own research, man. DD.
Can someone go do a calculation? If I put my money in for one day, how much do I get out of it? Just one day.
There's another one called snowbank.finance. In their calculator, it tells you how many Lambos you'll earn in 30 days. I'm not even kidding. Snowbank.finance.
My God, where do you...
It's on AVAX.
I love how they picture it. How many Lambos you can? This is how many Lambos you can get in 3 days.
Yeah, they're forks of Ohm. There's actually one on Terra that'll be launching. It's called the Lacerve DAO. They've been a little quiet, but hopefully it comes out soon.
I need to be in on that one. I don't even. Trev, you keep talking for a minute. I'm gonna just listen.
You're gonna go look. You're gonna go buy some fucking snow dog, you degen.
This is not alpha for everybody. You know, this snow dog. It's not alpha.
No, it's alpha, not alpha.
I'll give you alpha if you can find me in Miami between the 26th and the 3rd. You can get all the alpha out of me if you can find me in Miami.
No way.
I'm not even kidding. We're launching in Miami. My protocol is launching in Miami.
And I'm sure there was an after party that you were talking about as well.
Oh, you mean the one that we're running? That one?
Yeah, buddy.
I'm not saying that there's airdrops or cool stuff. Or like, I don't know. You get to meet all the builders in the community. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't go. Like, I've offered to interns and people in our system, in our ecosystem, were like, oh, I can't go because I have work. I can't go because I have an exam. I'm like, give me your professor's number. I'll call him. I'll call him and tell him I'm your parents and that like you're sick and that you can't go.
FYI, guys, get yourself a Terra wallet and make yourself to Miami. That's it.
Wait, is there like a you gotta buy tickets or how does it work?
For DecentralCon or people at DecentralCon, you gotta. Yeah, it's DecentralCon and then TFI Alpha. If you've heard of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm on that team as well.
Yeah, I know you were the TFI Alpha guy. Yeah, I remember.
I'm the lowest rung on the TFI Alpha team. I mean they're giants. It's Lunalude, it's head of Andromeda, it's head of Angel Protocol.
Sure.
Like I'm a small fish in that little bowl.
Wait, where are you still, though? Like,
at least you're in the bowl.
Can you explain it or that's reserved for the party?
Thanks, Asin. I am happy to be present in the bowl.
Trevor, just a quick question from my side, yeah. Could you put me in the direction of somebody that I could probably work with, or someone that I could talk to about cross-platforming with my project and moving it, like you say, my next series onto like Luna? Just because, like say,
Aston's raising his hand because he works for LuArt, they're about to go public with their project. They're a launch pad, so I mean they're one to talk to. But I'll also take the time to say that DeFi Jedi is running my launch pad. They're not a competitor of yours, Aston. Our role is to create a security and vetting layer that basically hard vets and doxes and gets into financials, does roadmap, all that stuff, publishes it to the community and brings in the community to look at it. In order to feel safe purchasing something that's been listed on our, I mean, we're not an exchange. It's just going to be in a Discord. So all the exchanges and all the marketplaces have reached out to me when I was spinning that up because they were interested in us handling the vetting arm. So LuArt might be interested as well. The entire thing is to make sure the community is safe and to help creators focus solely on their art and not have to worry about any of the other bullshit. So DeFi Jedi is running that project for me.
Right. I'll get in touch because this is actually a topic I was talking about yesterday morning with my team as well, because I think like we've seen like OpenSea has just a shit ton of scams these days, aren't they? Just like false projects. I think that's the one thing that Terra NFT needs to prepare for, because
yes, sir.
Eventually that's going to come. Like, you can't avoid it.
Yep. So in preparation for that, Jedi was brought in. He's a big deal on FBSC, even though he doesn't act like it sometimes. swing. Kevin Lunaloot, I brought in his team. Kevin from Lunaloot is engaged. Me, I'm engaged. Like interns are engaged. I'm actually not engaged, but the framework and everything was built out already. Like, it's ready to go, basically. They're just fine-tuning it for what makes sense for them. It's their project. We've given it away to them at this point, but all the resources and frameworks are there, and we have big brains working on it. So talk to Jedi about it. It would make sense to have a security and vetting layer that all the other exchanges and marketplaces use, because I mean they were interested before. I know they're not doing it hard doxing and hard vetting now. So Jedi, make sure that's a key component, because that's a massive value add, and it protects the community and it lets the exchanges and marketplaces focus on developing their platform instead of worrying about this other bullshit.
I agree on this one.
I agree.
Vet right now, and it's a pain. Like, we have, I think, 10 projects lined up wanting to launch, and it's just manual vetting through their Discord, but everything they've ever said, just to decide whether we can actually trust them or not.
Yep. Take a look at talk to Jedi. Make sure to talk to him, and the goal is to work together with all the exchanges. So if there's something you need to insert in our process to make it compliant with what you need, we can do that. That's there.
Wait, I have a question. How are you guys thinking of like monetizing these? Like, are you gonna charge exchanges, projects? How is it gonna be?
Jedi can speak to this in terms of how they're doing it now. What I set up was, basically, if we need to take it start to finish, we'd be taking part of the mint cost and maybe like a point on the royalties or something. If it's just an artist and that's all you can do is art, and we have to do the marketing, we have to do the influencers, we have to spin up your Discord, which is another service that we will provide. We have a Discord Wiz, basically, that'll handle all that. If we need to source, and if we need to build roadmap, and if we need to build tokenomics, that's a different question. Because that's all the heavy lifting. Making art, believe it or not, is the easy part in all of this. So it really depends on where you're at. If you're a project that's already launched that wants to be just like in the funnel, like it's just like featured on the, you know, the Discord hub, then, you know, we'll just do that shit for free, right? But so it really depends on where your project is at. If you're in the middle, then, you know, we can talk about what that cost looks like. But nobody is looking to make money. It's just to make sure that, you know, you have enough food to like not die, and then to help a good project get going, kind of thing.
Just enough to keep the lights on. I got it.
Just barely enough to feed the interns. That's it. No one's looking to make a paycheck here.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, bro.
I'm not being funny, but I don't mind being the guinea pig for all of this with my project, because I think, like you say, it's moving in that right direction, and if you'd be first, like say, you know, you work things out, but I don't mind being the guinea pig in this project.
Mm-hmm. Terrence is actually the guinea pig. I left because we had me and all hooligans here. We had to leave to run Terrence. That's just me and him running that shit. So now we're running the entire project, but I mean that we're basically, it's the proof of concept kind of, but not really. Cause we basically went there to help out a friend, but, yeah, talk to Jedi.
This is the way, be honest. I hate saying to be honest because that means you've been lying a lot, but, I don't got anything to hide, except for the fact that my wife is in the kitchen and she's just brought home spaghetti and she's like, yo, motherfucker, come eat. And I said, I got a kick-ass spaces going, so I can't leave just yet, especially when I talk about the NFT's launch pad and Mando, because this was kind of my vision from the beginning when I saw him launching his project, to try and entice him to bring it to a chain that I understood enough about to help kind of build maybe a little bit more with his community, and lured in a great artist and a great friend and a kick-ass community to follow the Mando, you know, and putting you guys together is kind of one of those things that, and the next thing, which is a real actual, the only reason why I agreed to do NFTs is because there's a passion part of it for me, and that's to protect my followers or my friends or my family, anybody that's in the community, from rugs, from fucking bad actors. And that's actually where I started and why I'm in, kind of like why I took on a bigger role in just trying to build Twitter. My exposure to rugs was very prevalent in the first, you know, I don't even know how many times I've been rugged. It's disgusting, but I've learned a lot. And I know I still have a lot to learn. And but one thing I do know is that by connecting the communities that I have at my disposal or at my within my reach, is the best thing I can possibly do, so that we can build a safer community for everybody involved. And that's why I was excited to see Mando in here. We're excited to see Trev in here, excited to see Finn in here, because I know that he's out there educating. There's a there's another networking superstar in here, my bro, Hooligan Tweets, all of you guys. Like the one thing that you guys are doing is building a better community, and that's what this is. That's why I'm hosting a space. Is, well, I wanted to show off Mando because I fucking love the project, but also because, like, in the end, I like the networking and connecting the people that can help me achieve a better, safer space to share cool shit. Like I share anything I share, I buy. I'm an ape, and I've been rugged sharing my own shit. And the good thing about getting rugged myself is that anybody who's been rugged on anything I've ever posted, I've been rugged as well. So we've been in misery together, because everything I do is not financial advice. So do your own fucking research. And don't look up Snow Dogs DAO, or what the fuck was that other one, Trevor?
If you don't buy Snow Dog DAO, I'm never coming onto one of your spaces ever again, Mondo. Also, I want proof. I have to jump to go take care of some alpha, some TFI stuff for this week. But yeah, you don't have to buy one. But if you don't, I'll disown you. I will talk to you guys later. It's been a pleasure. Don't actually buy it. It's not financial advice. I'm in it. It's probably a rug. But I'll catch you guys later. It's been a pleasure. Aston, thank you.
Hey, guys.
Please try to get that done.
Pleasure. Before you go, Trevor, I also got to go, but I just wanted to say one last thing, okay?
I am going to harpoon you the next time I see you. I'll see you guys.
Hey, see you guys.
Mando, what I'll do is I'm going to hand the torch to you. And then what I'll do is I'll join your spaces as soon as you'd like, and we'll finish the giveaway and continue our conversation after dinner, if that's okay.
Yeah, if you're ready to close up, I'll open up another space. If everybody wants to join the space, I'll open up.
I can leave this one running and just leave my thing going. I just don't want to make anybody feel like they're not the host, because you got the floor, my dude.
Yeah, if you want to just make me co-host, I'll get in. I think yep.
Just sent that one. Sweet, you got it. And then I don't know if I can just hand over ownership or not. Let me see. Nope, I'll just leave it on, though, so we can keep sharing, and I'll check in a few minutes. Okay, guys?
I think from what we've all heard here, I think a lot of alpha has been given in terms of sharing platforms, being able to cross-pollinate, move into other platforms where, you know, you can open your community up to a different community of people, and making sure that you're exposing your work to as many eyes as possible. I think that's the biggest takeaway I've took away from what Trevor's had to say in terms of project-wise. I think in terms of myself, that's what I've probably been moving in that direction with the help of DeFi in terms of how I can do that. And if I can be the bridge for other projects to see what's possible in the future, then that's what we do. And we innovate as all we're trying to do as projects. We're trying to move in that right direction. We need to have people that we trust, and we need to have people that we can follow in terms of, doing the things the right way. I want to make sure I'm opening this space up for everybody that's wanting to speak or has a view or anything that they want to bring to the forefront. I will just say, like I say, guys, my mint is already open at the moment. We are minting currently at 0.85. We have got, and we also got some pieces on our Holoplex. If you go through our Twitter feed, you'll see that we've got a couple of pieces that we're putting up on Holoplex, and they are our masterpieces. Each of their masterpieces have got a utility in terms of, if you hold a masterpiece, you will be getting an airdrop of every airdrop from every single one of our releases. So there's a lot there, and also there's the royalty funds that will be coming through if you hold a masterpiece, because there's a larger percentage to be shared out. That's just my project, and I don't like to really talk about it too much, and Jedi wants me to talk about my project, but I just like
that's to... why I made you take the floor, because you need to talk about your project and I want to hear more about it. While I stuff my face with spaghetti, you're making my night, brother. Keep up.
Yeah, so like you say, a majority of what we're trying to do is we've been working with different organizations for the last 13 years, and that's under a different umbrella corporation in terms of charity, what we do. And what we're doing now is the team that we've put together, all of us are kind of based in third world countries, or we've come from third world countries, and we found a platform where we could probably generate a little bit of extra funds that we could support and carry on doing the good work that we've been doing throughout the years, and make it more sustainable for us as a project. Because at the moment, what we would do, we would hold a kind of an event at the end of the year, and we normally hold, it's normally a event that's based mainly around fundamentals of creativity. So we have drama plays, we have artwork, we have like a big barbecue, and we'll have like a stage where everyone will be performing. We do poetry, and then what we do is all the funds that we get, we put together, we send it to different countries in terms of like convoys. But what we do is we don't like to just give it to an organization. We like to make sure that we are trying to do everything, with first hand, in terms of making sure that we'll take the actual product. So like you say, bandages, medicine, anything that we can, take on these convoys, and we'll take them over to these countries for the, front line. But that's what we're doing. That's what we'll keep on doing. Even if we don't succeed this project, we'll still pivot and carry on doing what we've been doing throughout for the last 13 years. But that's what we want to kind of expand with our project. Obviously, there's, like I say, there's a lot of utility coming behind our project. And on top of that, there's going to be
different innovative ways to mint a Mando helmet, which will be, like you say, something like, I don't know if anyone's seen the Goblin Labyrinth project, where you kind of get all these pieces, random pieces, and you can put your project together, or you can put your Mando helmet together, and then you mint that as an NFT, so you're still part of the community. And then obviously we're looking at apps, and with the apps, we're going to have moving our Discord into the app side, where people will be able to put their community on the app, and then you'll be able to meet up with people, keep it on the on your mobile phone. And then what you can do is there's going to be a D&D game on there, so somewhere where you can kind of play the game with your community. Each Mando helmet will have its own abilities on the game, so you'll have special abilities that you can use that no other helmet will be able to use, and things like that. And obviously there'll be funds that will be generated through the app, which we will probably try to filter into the community, as long as we keep it all through the legal system going down the right directions. But that's what we want to do. But we've got plans. We've got plans in place. People that we're already talking to. But like I say, we can only do it with a good community. We can't, like you say, you only push forward with as good as your community. Anybody else want to have a little bit of a conversation or anything that you guys want to bring up in terms of topic? Tiny Rex, anything that you want to talk about?
We're thinking we're going to try to mint this weekend. It depends on if I start feeling better, to be honest. I haven't been able to do anything today. But we've got our Rexes coming. I'm the artist. Those are my babies. So I hope you all like, you know, having them in your little wallet homes. Sorry, I'm a little scattered right now. But I'm writing a Tiny Rex book and probably some more. I know you and I have talked about doing an offshoot one with the Rex with the Mando helmet, so that's going to be pretty fun. But I think it's definitely going to be more than one because I'm getting inspired by all kinds of people in the community to do things. I was talking in a space earlier about doing a Tiny Rex book where he's picking up trash, and I didn't think about it, but somebody was like, oh, he's not going to be able to pick it up with his tiny arms, and we were laughing about it. And I was thinking I'd give him those little claw grabbers, so you'd have Rex with the claw grabbers picking up trash and stuff, but that was based on that one project we heard together. I'm like, I really want to do one where Rex is like cleaning up and stuff. I think that's awesome. But for the charity we're doing, 50% of the mint is split between printing some of the Tiny Rex books and getting some needed items, and then taking those and donating the books and the items to children in need at like orphanages and women's shelters, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think the most important thing there is you're being very organic and malleable with your roadmap. Because like you say, we don't know who you could communicate with or who you connect with. Like you say, you know, we've put each other in our past by sitting in one sitting in a space together, and that's how we got to know each other. So it's just being open to different ideas, and like I said, I'm a person that loves taking on different ideas, different approaches, as long as I can see a long-term vision. And I think, like, you know, with this, you know, moving on to Terra Luna or on things like that, it's just being open to different ideas and different approaches. Don't be so closed off with your project, or don't be like, you know what, this has been my vision and this is how I want to do it. Be a bit more, like you say, organic with your approach, making sure that, you know what, giving different things that you may have not even thought about, like you said, you know, these little offshoots, which, you know, like you say, if anything, it branches into a different community, and there's a different community that connect with that project as well. So it's all about keeping the doors open for as many people as possible to really kind of invest in your project and make it a success. But yeah, that's where I would be with what you've just said in terms of, you know, doing the other side of the project. But I think initially, like you said, get your project out the door, and then we can work on the collabs. You can work on with other projects and can, you know, make that Tiny Rex community bigger, or make it its own little metaverse in what it does.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to that stuff, but definitely right now it's all about getting it out in the first place and finishing that first book and doing that first donation and everything. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it'll be such a nice release when you can do that, and it's almost like a weight lifted off your chest, because you've had this, you know, I always say inception, you've had an inception of an idea of
right, I want to do something. And then from inception to creation to production, it's such a, you know, I always say it's not how you start and how you finish, it's the journey in between. And how you managed to, you know, what have you done in that journey in between? What have you learned? What have you gained? Like, if I were to do another project, how much have I learned in terms of from when I've started this journey to where I am now? So it's all the people I've met in between, like yourself, that make this all, you know, worth my time, because it makes me think I've really connected with somebody else from, you know, right across the pond from me, because I'm in UK, you're in America. So I've managed to connect with someone from two, literally with two different worlds, but to be able to be in the same kind of headspace with what we're doing in terms of projects, and you know, it aligns with what we're doing as our outcome, because obviously we want to be able to give back to the community. Like you say, we've got different four or different points of community that we're looking at. Mine is, like you say, mine is more third world. Yours is more, like you say, homeless people. But like you say, it's all about finding your kind of your connection to what you're doing. And that's what I talk about when I hear other people with their projects and doing charity work. I think make sure it resonates what you're doing as a project. It does, like say, it doesn't have to be, I think as we talked to someone last time and they were doing something about a charity, doing an internet cafe, and like, that's what resonates with you, then that's what you do. Don't feel pressured to do something just because everyone else is doing it. You need to be able to do something that you believe in.
Absolutely, man. And I think part of it too is like, what do you have access to? Like, for the most part, like, I mean, I would love to at some point when I can afford to, like, do more with like what you're doing. I didn't even realize just how much you were doing until I heard you, because you never shill, but I heard how much you were doing with like third world countries and stuff, and I love that, and I'd love to do that. It's just right now all I could really afford to do is maybe donate a little. But if I can get to a point with this project, I can build on that and I can branch out my charity. But right now it's like, what do I have access to? There are a lot of homeless people around here. And I know that there are a lot of children in the orphanage system, and there are children in women's shelters. There's always children in need, you know? And, you know, I mean, that's an area that's close to me as well. But yeah, as far as like, I'm mind blown by the fact that that was my second space and you and I met. And what's funny is I was like, I'm never going to get on Twitter Spaces. That's silly. I'm not going to do that. I'm not dealing with that. And then one day I'm like, I tried it. And to think of all the people in this community I wouldn't have met if I had just stayed like that and didn't try it. And now I love getting on Spaces because I love like so many of these people I meet. You guys are all awesome.
Yeah. And I think there's, like you said, there's a lot more to it that we've talked privately about. And like you say, getting over like, you know, having a bit of that straight stage fright and everything, you know, I have none of it because I can talk for the world. And there's a lot of people that I have, but I think just being able to support you, to be able to say you can go on one of those platforms and you can kill it when you get on one of those platforms, because every time I've been on a platform with yourself, there's been so many people that say, oh, can you DM me? I love what you're doing. I think, like you say, from that very first time we spoke to now, you're like a total different person in terms of, like you say, how you talk about your project. You know, you're the same person that comes across in all your conversations, but you've become more of, like you say, the way you kind of hold yourself. It's a lot, you know, it's just, it's been a lot better. You can see the development in that process, and it's a skill in itself to be able to, like say, host a space and you know, keep the community engaged while you're still talking, and making sure that they feel like they're interacting with part of that conversation, having some sort of relationship relate to what you're talking about.
Absolutely. It's definitely taken some time, but I mean, I've learned from all y'all too. And you've been really encouraging. I love how encouraging you are to everybody, and of course, that encourages me to be encouraging to people too.
Yeah, it's meant to be. Well, my idea is to have some kind of like a snowball effect or a chain reaction, and where we as a community. That's how you grow a community. How you grow How we're going to grow Solana as a community is if you just keep on giving the smaller people the helping hand, because you've got to a certain position in your in the standing community in NFT. So now you should be branching your hand out to somebody else and saying, right, let me kind of embed you in, let me onboard you, let me give you the alpha that I've been given, and obviously the alpha I've been given from other people. So we should be handing and trickling that kind of information down to as many people, and that's how we get more better projects that don't just fall on their ass the moment they come in, because they've not had anyone in that community to give them the advice and to say stay away from this, stay away from that. Like, I'm lucky, I'm probably one of the luckiest people to, you know, DeFi Jedi to fall in my lap in terms of the way we had the conversation, and I'll be ever grateful for that as well, because the way he has coached me in, you know, in the way he has, you know, developed my way of thinking, the way everything is really fluid with him, and he's always given me different, you know, nuggets of information. This is what I should be doing, this is what you should be doing, and I try to pass that information on to somebody else. And I think it's important that I relay that information and don't be a gatekeeper, because once you become a gatekeeper and you start holding information back from people, then that's where you're kind of, you know, you're redacting from your community and you're withholding the growth. Those are things that are really important, I think, for us to get more stability within our ecosystem.
Absolutely. We're not going to be gatekeepers. We're going to be like the parents or grandparents or whatever of the NFT space. And all these youngins are going to come in and we're going to offer them hugs and space to talk.
Yeah, I'm just going to be still sat on my project there, talking about everybody else's project, sat on my project for the next 10 years, just telling everyone else about the journeys that I've been on. And they're like, oh, man, how you must have sold everything. No, I'm still sat on my project.
Well, then how about you can talk about my project, but you talk about the Mando helmet one so that it forces you to indirectly talk about your project.
Right. I'll give it a go. So between me and Mando Star and Tiny Rex, we've got an offshoot hopefully coming to fruition in the future where we're looking to make a storybook where we Mando Tiny Rex will be going on a space adventure to find her lost or his lost family, the alien race of some sort, or we're just going to go on some space adventure finding new people and new communities and new aliens that we can interact with and find like-minded people like us and have a great journey together, and make sure that we are, you know, getting ourselves out there, talking to all these different communities, you know, these different planets, and having a real good time with it. The ethos behind the story, the idea behind the story is that it's all about connecting with people and sharing different views and making sure everyone feels inclusive. I think that's the way we want to hold that story.
Absolutely. Well, he's gonna find his family in the first one, but I'm thinking, like, you're talking about connecting with different viewpoints, it can totally be like what's the word, like a diplomatic mission, and we can bring UFOs into it. There's a UFO and they track, or a signal and they track it to this other planet with these other aliens or dinos or whatever, and they like share their different lives and viewpoints and stuff or something.
Yeah, I think that's like that breeds inclusivity. You know, we all come from many different backgrounds, and obviously we can use that as a reference point in terms of, you know, everyone's background is different, everyone's upbringing is different, everyone's culture is different. So it's how we can tie that all together. I think that would be great. So, all time, you made it back in. Talk to me about your project, man. Where are you currently? How are you doing? How are we getting on?
Hey, man, how's it going? Yeah. Sorry, just been in and out. Been listening to the spaces earlier was pretty cool. Listening to DeFi say his thing. But yeah, we're sort of building up to our next listing, minting or whatever, on Wednesday at 9 p.m. UTC. So we've sort of taken a different approach with this mint. So we've sort of actively sort of asked the community what they want to see, and even though we've done that in the past, we've really taken it to the next level now. We're almost asking the community exactly what they want to see. helping, you know, or getting the community to help us in shaping how the NFT looks. And then we've just been sort of giving our community the first sort of dibs, you know, if they really do like one and have helped us shape it and that's their favorite character, we've sort of let them buy it pre-sale. So yeah, we're just building up to the next mint really. And we've been trying to work a little bit more on the Twitter side of things and getting the attention of certain athletes. So a few exciting things have happened. Nothing sort of has come sort of fully to fruition, but we've obviously had some discussions with John Terry. Mandel know who that is. And Terence Crawford, the boxer, we've had some discussions with his management team. So yeah, we're hoping that we can get a couple of athletes on board at least and get their attention, which would be great.
That's amazing. Is there any more alpha you can share with what you're talking with Terence Crawford's team? Bud Crawford, if everyone don't know who he is, he's a boxer, one of my favorite boxers. JT, which is not my favorite footballer, but I appreciate his ability. Not that you have to like the guy, but yeah, I appreciate his ability. I imagine you shared the same vision, same view on that. Is there anything else you can share with us, or is that you know, under wraps right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty open. I mean, nothing's really gone too far at this stage. And with John Terry, we've just been sort of discussing over Twitter. I think, to be honest, he's quite new to NFTs. So I think his understanding, and not to make him sound like he's a fool or anything, far from it, just I think his understanding of what we're doing is probably quite limited. So I think he's probably speaking with his own management team to understand what the hell we're doing. When I was asking him about Sol wallets and things like that, he seemed a little bit unstuck. So yeah, that's that. We've actually, with Terence Crawford's team, we've had a few discussions really about how we can sort of get Terence to endorse it. I mean, you know, we'd love it if he, you know, took his own NFT, made it his profile picture on Twitter, boosted the project and that sort of thing. But we also know that he, you know, as most athletes, are going to want some sort of compensation for that sort of thing. And we've just been pretty honest, you know, and said, you know, we can't offer millions or, you know, even thousands of dollars for you to endorse it. But what we can do is try and make you sort of like the first officially, you know, endorsed ATG. And maybe, depending on, you know, if that was the case, it'd be great if we could, for example, get him to sell his own NFT and he could make the profits and receive any profits from it. But he could maybe offer our community or the buyer of his NFT some sort of treat, you know, a day to see Bud in the gym or something like that. So we're trying to work with sort of novel ideas to get around the fact that we don't have millions of dollars to pay these guys. But it's taking some time, but I think we're just trying to be patient and accept that realistically, you know, it's not going to be a 100% hit. We might only get one out of the 201 that even sort of properly engages with us, but yeah, we're trying anyway.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing idea. I think you could even maybe look at him as being an ambassador, and then maybe, like you say, if you can't offer someone thousands, what you can offer him is a vision. And you could say, maybe look, or we could offer you 5% on what we on our company, because if you believe in our vision and where we want to take this project, you know, this is not for the here and now. It's, you know, you got to look at, you know, NFTs as a space, you know, crypto as a space. It's where we're going, where the whole world is heading at the moment. So once, you know, you onboard somebody like that, I would probably suggest that you probably will need more than 200 plus NFTs at that point. I think you're probably going to need to look at the thousands to onboard somebody that big, or someone that can, you know, I know it's early, but if you endorse someone that big to be an ambassador, or you can stick his name on something, you're going to have to look at the thousands of producing thousands of it, because, you know, you want to be able to, you know, it is at the end of the day, you're going to have to milk it and make sure you get the most value out of something like that. Because you want to get your bang for your buck. And at the end of the day, if it's something that gives you, if it raises your platform, it raises your NFT project, because you've got to imagine, you know, if you look at it from the outside looking in, you're going to have like, you'll have the big markets that'll be chasing you down and say, you know, make it exclusive to us. you know, this and that. So there's so many ways, and you know you can look at it. You know, if you have those, if you're thinking of, I imagine you're probably already having those conversations with your team, but about, like, say, maybe onboarding a couple of more artists that you can, because I know there's only one artist at the moment, but you know, there's only so much one guy can produce. And you probably need to invest in, like, say, maybe 2, 3, 4 more artists to get that volume across in a short period of time, because you can't wait on and sit on something this big. That's just my view on it. You can't sit on it. When you get it, you gotta be, you know, pedal to the metal to just go for it.
Honestly, I'm not a sports person, but the way I see it with any celebrity or anything, if you can even get one person to do it and they'll allow you to point out that they did it for, you know, either no money or a low amount of money because they're interested in the project or because they're for the fans, that looks good for them. And then as the project starts gaining more popularity, you know, the fans are like, oh man, this player right here, he's about the fans. The other ones start saying, oh, this looks good for my image. And then either they're thinking it or their PR are thinking, you know, we should get into stuff like this because, you know, it looks good for us. It looks good for your image.
Yeah, no, that's a good, both good points. I think that is literally the discussions we're having with the team now about how we sort of grow the project from obviously the initial 201 mint to what's next. I mean, there's a lot of our community want to see coach cards next, which would be quite interesting. But again, we're just trying to take things very slowly and make sure that anything we do is going to be something that the community truly wants. Because I suppose what we really want to make sure we do is keep selling out, because it not only, obviously, as Mando was saying, yes, it keeps the lights on, but it also means that, you know, we're giving the community something they actually want. And I think that's very important to us, because I have a lot of ideas, and sometimes I feel that if we go down that route without really checking in with the community, we could end up with sort of wasting a lot of time. So we're just taking it nice and slowly. And I think, to be honest, with all the projects here that I've heard from in the last few days, I think once the sort of bull run for Sol NFTs comes back, which I think is just around the corner, I think all of the work we've been putting in over the last few weeks is really going to pay off.
Yeah, kudos to you on that, man. Like you say, it's been, I was reading your message that you put on your Discord the other day. You know, it's been an uphill struggle for the last couple of months, but you've got to a good place now. You know, I think initially, like you said, I think I was reading initially, you had real good, you know, involvement, and then obviously it kind of plateaus, and then it's how do we bring that back up again and get that engagement. And I was really, like, you know, it was a nice heartfelt message that I read, that I think it was yourself that put it out there for your team, for everyone to kind of read and understand. And I think those are things that keeps the community involved, and it shows, you know, that appreciation, because I've seen so many projects that I've, like, minted in, like, seconds. I mean, literally seconds. And then the first thing that they're on about is, you know, here's the next project coming out. Where's the thank you to the community? Thank you for you minting it, taking your, you know, at the end of the day, that's hard-earned money someone's had to put into Sol to convert it to, so they can get your piece. You know, we don't know what the struggle a person goes to pick something up like that in terms of, like, you know, monetary value. We just see it as it's our work, but everyone has to put, you know, a cost behind it.
Yeah, no, that's fair, man. I think that's what we were having a bit of a reflection over the weekend, you know, just to sort of really just take a step back and think, actually, you know, what we started in September with really, you know, only one idea was to sort of make a, you know, this project for the sports lovers, and to where we are today, and with all the ups and downs, sometimes I think you just have to sit back and think, oh, wow, you know, we've actually accomplished a lot of what we set out to do. So, yeah, I think I was probably reminiscing a little bit today and having a bit of a reflection, which is sometimes positive to sort of help you drive forward. So, yeah, definitely, man. It's been good getting to know all the people as well in the spaces, and just getting familiar with all the technology and the new ways of communicating. I think all of that is important, because I think, even just generally, we're getting an edge on the general public here, because I'm sure all of this stuff will be used really frequently and more widespread in the near future.
Yeah, I you know what, I'm an advocate for that. And I think, just like how I was speaking about before you came on, we were talking about how I met Tiny Rex in one of, I think it was like her first or second space. And then from that moment, we hit it off. And I think it was the same with me and you when I first met Saul Altam. I think the first moment you got to speak, or we spoke together, or we hit it off after that. And we've been, like I said, been supporting you, or trying to support you as much as I can from the sidelines, or get you in spaces with me when I'm in that space. And I think that's how it's been. And like now, to the point where you're hosting your own spaces and you're telling me to join and everything. So it's nice to see that, you know, that involvement in terms of where we, you know, we all come from humble beginnings. Yeah. We all come from like having nothing to having this massive community, having all these people follow us and listen to what we say. But yeah, it's nice to just reflect on where we originally come from, like say, came from like nothing, no followers, to all the followers that we do have.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure soon we'll be joining the spaces with you and Tiny Rex. Might be getting married, the first NFT spaces marriage. Yeah, but Tiny, what are you up to now? I know you were saying a few cool things when we were chatting the other day, but you were talking about some sort of stealth mint, but I didn't even, to be honest, I don't even understand what that is. Is that just something where you don't announce it? It'd be quite interesting to know what that is.
That's our other project. We did a charity-based one for like the Thanksgiving season. And that one we stealth minted, which to my understanding is just, you're not minting and then suddenly you are, and nobody knew when it was going to happen, and it just suddenly happened. So we've got that going, but Tiny Rex, we're hoping to try and mint this weekend. I just gotta be able to finish the assets, so I gotta feel better.
Yeah, like I said, we're gonna be there to support Rex's idea in terms of getting her project up as much as we can, get it meant to get into as many spaces, and get onto as many different platforms and get eyes on different people, get as many eyes as we can on it. And the same with you, so with your project, your second series, if you want to let me know when you want to go on spaces, then we'll try to get as many people involved in terms of getting more eyes, more people to your community, and get them to start investing in that project. Because like you say, I think they're both really amazing projects. But it's just about getting the other side now. You know, as artists, we always see the artist side being the difficult bit, but it's really the other side, which is, you know, the bit that we don't think about is the marketing, the advertise, the shilling. You know, we don't like to call it shilling, but, you know, it's what we've got to do to get your project out to the right people. But make sure we make it as organic as possible.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right, guys, I think we will close out this space, and I might, I'm just going to ask DeFi if he can close out this space.
Waking up like a basement dweller, stepped out the door and heard racists yelling. 2020, what an ugly shit show. Staring at the fucking Rick Roll from the get-go. Looking outside, the whole state's on fire. The fuck do you expect when you embrace the liars and replace the writers with AI just like us? Emaciated models killing bright birds. First in, last out, picture me rolling. The worst time to cash out, so what you holding? The Merc's gonna cash cow, country stolen. Drooling over chicken like the goose is golden. Trying to be soulful, spitting that molten lava from the bottom of the caldera. I'm hot and gonna put it in a bottle and offer it to the god who hit the gas full throttle, blasting off in a rocket.
The many people who will see things happen to them that are in their favor, say, oh, someone's looking over me. That's a fascinating phenomenon when that happens. And when you analyze those situations, what you find is that we as humans simply have a profound inability to understand statistics and probability.
Stitching these writings. Living that life like, who would have guessed you'd turn out this nice, right? Avoiding stress, that's the motherfucking secret. Print that shit on a motherfucking leaflet. I'm just an asshole hooked on the bricks. Looking at the rectangles, damn, they kinda thick. We've gone through a whole lot of kings here. Cutting off heads just to bring cheer. Getting all fired up, Tiger King, line them up. When you'd give an arm and a leg just to try the junk on some first time buyer's luck. Alexa, set a reminder and remind me to buy a bunch. And put your hands up if you fuck this year. And keep them in the air if you're picking up the spare. And put your mask on just to go outside. Looking at the planet about to downsize.
So climate change will not make Earth I live in New York City, where in our harbor we have the Statue of Liberty. If you melt the water ice that's on land, the ocean level will rise to reach her left elbow. That takes out all of New York City. And basically every other coastal city that we've spent thousands of years building since the dawn of civilization.
Terror Spaces.